Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
All right, can you hear us? Loud.
Don't bang.
One, two, three, four, five.
Fucking out of practice, eh?
Yeah, long.
Oh, two man.
First one of the year. Is it the first one of the year?
Yeah, first one.
First one in long, full stop.
Right, very ropey. As you can tell, we've already started.
Action.
I think we should probably start with an apology. Been a while, hasn't it, Bill?
It's been a while.
This is a
two-man. I don't even remember my last one.
This is a two-man. Our last one was with Doc Wobb.
I remember your last one. It's not my fault it's been a while. I always would...
I know.
Whenever I'm in England, I make an effort. Well, I say, should we do one? And usually you say yes, 8 out of 10 times. And 3 out of 10 times, he says yes. And the camera's probably not pointing at the empty chair, is it?
No, it's not. But he's chimed in by now.
Empty chair next to us.
The reason we haven't done many is, one, very busy December. Very stressful, busy December.
It shouldn't have been busy, but it was busy.
Shouldn't have been.
For you, especially, it should have been a relaxing sit back and watch it all happen, but it didn't. That's probably a good thing he's not here, so we can really bitch about him.
Well, I was thinking, because he's due to come tomorrow, should we save it and let him fight his case?
Okay.
So what we'll do...
All right, we'll bring these out in order that we're doing them. So first of all, we'll bring this out.
Yeah. So make sure you're subscribed and stay tuned.
Tomorrow...
We're having a bitch fest tomorrow.
Tomorrow he reckons... We've got him. We can have a few hours of his time to actually. He's actually going to attend.
He will. He's a second time dad now. So anything to get out of the house.
All right. Well, we can. We're going to slag him hard tomorrow.
Very
excited.
Not seen you for a while, Bill. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I've been crashing a lot.
Well, let's start December.
Yeah, we'll go. I generally can't remember my last podcast. Was it Nathan?
Yeah, it was actually, because there was a comment of you talking over him again.
Or was it Ben for the... Was Ben after... Ben's second time? No, it was Ben, because it was just before Ben was going to Italy to test the beta, but we couldn't see he was testing the beta.
Correct, yeah, we couldn't. Well, he's beta. Everyone knows now he's beta.
Everyone knows he's beta.
So, yeah.
So, that's a long time ago, so...
Since then, you've done two rounds of Super Enduro.
Two rounds of Super Enduro. Started riding again, obviously. Oh, no, I think... Did I ride that day, Ben? Oh, that was when I just started riding again.
Yeah, you're all healthy, you're all
so
good.
So everything's good, still in one piece, miraculously, after...
Finger, wrist, all
Saturday
good?
Saturday night. Finger and wrist, both good. Wrist, very good, actually. I'm very happy with how my wrist's turned out. Because when I started to ride again, like when I was last here, that day we rode with Ben, I wasn't not happy with it, but it was still like... I wasn't thinking about it, or I wasn't... nervous or anything, but I did have a little bit of pain, not when I rode, but just when I was like pushing against it and stuff like that, which I do still have very mildly at the very limit of my range, but I'm noticing quite a big improvements kind of every few weeks. And the surgeon who I went to see first week of December, he's very happy with it, and he said he would expect some pain and not, 100% movement for like another couple of months anyway. So everything's on track with the wrist. The finger wasn't really too badly broke anyway. It was just obviously, it was what it was, broken little finger.
Painful.
Hurt for a while. Give it a few weeks. I think I give it like a month. And yeah, no pain at all when I ride. That also still like does hurt a little bit at the fully maximum of bending it. But I have no problems when I ride. So
that... None of them you think about when you ride there, right?
No, neither. I've got any hesitations riding with, which is very nice, because when I think back, was only like when I edited that end of year vlog. Not so much the end of year vlog, when I did my like just Instagram 2022 recap, and I was like flicking through my camera roll, and I was just realizing how long and how much of last year I was riding, or just in pain in general, and how little I actually rode as well. Just,
I bet you had a lot of hospital clips.
There's a lot. I felt like I did more, to be honest. So next time, well, hopefully there's not next time, but I want to make a habit of doing a few more. They're nice to have, aren't they? When they make the good times feel better when you're looking back on them. But yeah, was happy enough with everything. Started riding, obviously, November. Went out pretty much straight out of Spain as soon as I started to ride again. And yeah, got my head down, back on the Super Enduro grind, which is the normal kind of winter thing. And yeah, that's all gone well. Obviously, two rounds in. I've had a fairly event-free first round and a absolutely fucking chaos second round.
I was supposed to come to the first round, but I wasn't very well. I couldn't make the flight, but I watched it on TV and thought he was very reserved. And then on Saturday night, just gone, I spent most of the night on the phone to Tommy going, fucking hell, you want to have just seen what's just happened here?
Did Tommy watch? Has he managed to pay for his subscription yet?
No, he tried to log in as me because I give him my login in the end, but it
doesn't let you do two at once. I thought he'd have problems. So he still hasn't. I'm still not worth his money.
Still not worth €29 to him.
Fuck that guy.
Don't say that, because he's bought the Supercross package and I've got the login for that.
I've been using that for 2 years.
Yeah, well, I made him resubscribe.
There's so many people use that.
Cheers, Tommy. Watching that uses Tommy's login.
What was I about to say? Lost my train of thought.
Your eventful Saturday.
I was going to say about Poland first, but like I say, Poland was fairly event-free. I was actually pretty nervous for Poland, just because it had been so long since I'd rode. I felt, obviously, I'd been riding for like 2-3 weeks beforehand, and I was very happy and surprised. Actually, I will say that. I was more surprised about how good I felt kind of straight away, fitness-wise and stuff like that. So that APC trips and stuff like that I've been doing, it obviously...
And all your trips to Watopia on Zwift and all them hours you'd been cycling.
Yeah, I've done a fair bit on that. But in general, by my standards, I had done quite a bit off the bike training. Well, this is where I'm a bit surprised, because I actually didn't feel like I'd been doing that much whilst I was doing it, but I guess...
Probably spread over a longer period of time.
Yeah, and also the fact I wasn't riding, it meant I was kind of training. I had more time to train, because I wasn't riding, I had more free time, so it felt like I wasn't actually doing that much, yeah. I feel like, because I still had a lot of free time.
Yeah, to go ride and gym in one day.
Yeah, no, you've got not much time left in the day, which is what tends to happen. So, and I feel like you don't... Well, I don't, because I spend so long riding, do as much training. So I didn't at the time feel like I was training that out. And even at the APC, like, I was kind of expecting it to be harder. And after the first week, I even asked for more training for the second week, because I thought, while I'm here and doing it, I might as well push myself. So anyway, I was very surprised and happy when I started to ride Super Enduro again, how fit and how strong I felt. So that was nice. And then, but still, before the first round, I was... Because you haven't raced, and racing is different, and all of that stuff. I was pretty nervous, and then when I seen the track and the state of the dirt, cool. I thought, "Wow, this is just going to be a lucky dip. What happens tomorrow?" But in the end, despite the dirt being so difficult, it was fairly consistent. If you know what I mean, if that makes sense, I feel like because. The track, it was a good layout. I think if the dirt hadn't have been so wet, it would actually have been a really good track to ride and race. But it was kind of pretty evenly spread. The track was wet and soft everywhere, so it was ruts everywhere.
Yeah.
And you kind of knew what I was expecting. And I kind of didn't mind the ruts. I was finding them all right. You know, I wasn't losing my balance too much, and I was happy enough with everything. Whereas the track at the weekend, the dirt was a lot better. A lot grippier, nowhere near as soft. But the way they had the obstacles, like a lot of places, they would have like a log across the track, but it wasn't long enough to cover the whole track. So then they'd put another log there. But then obviously they were all small and they would move, and like the track was, although the dirt was good, I felt like the obstacles were really inconsistent. And they crammed a lot of them in. So it was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, but they weren't really that solid as structures. Plus there was like a firewood section, which I think is the stupidest part of a fucking super enduro track, as it is anyway, just because they're so inconsistent when the logs are this big and they just
flick up.
They're put there to move, which to me is just a backward philosophy. And that the rocks were small. I didn't dislike anything against the rock section, but when they're small and they move and stuff like that, I feel like it was actually like a more unpredictable track, hence the fact I was on the floor. Not that that's an excuse. I definitely shouldn't have been on the floor the amount of times I was. Quite a few of them. There was obviously other riders, and obviously went down with Johnny, went down with Taddy, went down with Cody. I think all of them were kind of no one's fault, really. Just the way it was, and I think
it didn't look that bad on the telly, the last round. It looked like it raced, well, Super Pole, it looked like it was mint.
Yeah, it was just like the obstacles more than anything. I didn't really love...
I'm glad they took out the log after the finish.
Yeah, that was a bit silly. Just because it wasn't difficult. Like,
it just looked dangerous.
Yeah, it was just dangerous. And if someone got stuck, you'd have been jumping over that finish line, jump blind directly into somebody.
Well, the crash you had with Taddy on the finish, if them logs were there, you'd have landed clean on the logs.
That's very true. Because, well, I think a lot of people, because all of the videos are from the backside, but because I see a lot of people asking front. What happened, there was a lot of ruts on the takeoff of the finish line jump, and I'm almost certain Taddy obviously got cross-rutted. Yeah. So he's probably not realised I was so close to him. He's shut off because he didn't want to jump so cross-rutted. And it was a super short and steep takeoff. That jump and the next one straight after it were really horrible takeoffs, to be honest. So he's obviously got cross-rutted, shut off, not realising I'm right behind him, and with being cross-rutted and it being such a steep takeoff, suspension's obviously rebounded and it's just kind of pinged him across the track. But yeah, I think no one really knows how rutted that takeoff was. Like, it was all day, it was pretty horrible. So
both okay, both friends?
Yeah, no, it was all good. We obviously...
Is what it is.
Asked each other if they were all right on the track, and then we were in the bays next to each other in the pit, so we were both all right. He thought he'd hurt his wrist or broke his wrist again straight away, but then by the time we got back to the pits and stuff, he was all right, and we were both happy enough. And then, yeah, same with Johnny and same with Cody. I didn't actually see Cody afterwards, the last race, because obviously it was the podium and then the press conference, so maybe he hates us, but I don't think he will.
Nah, it was that
I actually watched that video back today, and I'm not blaming him, but I feel it was 60-40 his fault, that one, because there was three lines to do that rock section. There was the outside line, the right-hand line, which I was always picking because I was doing the right-hand line in the one before. There was a middle line, which was kind of like a step on, like a splat,
yeah,
which he was doing most of the day, and he took off from the splat takeoff.
And went
on to my rock, which I never realised at the time. I just thought we'd come together. But again, I'm not really blaming him. It was racing. And from how much of a gap I made up from the corner before, when I watched the video back today, I was like, fucking hell, that was pretty madness, to be fair.
He probably didn't expect
it
to be there.
I'm almost certain, again, he didn't realise I'd closed in such a gap. So it is what it is. I was actually quite lucky. In that last one, my hand, I felt it like brush against his back wheel as I went down.
Ooh.
And I've got some like scuffs under my armpit here, which I think is from his back wheel. So I got quite lucky in the last one that I was unscathed. The bike was pretty twisted, no real damage, just front end was twisted and the clutch lever was super high. So it took us kind of two laps to work out where straight was and then ticked it all off. So yeah, that was it really. Pretty chaotic, but for the championship... I only by a couple of points because Johnny was on it, and he was actually leading going into the last race. He was 1 point ahead of us
in the championship.
No, well, for the overall,
yeah.
So, but I ended up obviously keeping the red plate, extending the championship by a couple of points.
Points are on Super Enduro as well, right? At Super Pole,
3-2-1 because he was second. I'd only actually really gained 1 point,
yeah.
Then obviously, there was a 5 point swing in the second race.
Mm-hmm.
So he was 1 point ahead going into the last race. So when I'm on the floor after the Cody crash, I thought, at first I kind of thought, all right, well, we'll just finish second tonight because the front end was so twisted. I thought, I can't really ride like this. And then I just kind of got used to it, really. And then so the next lap, I kind of just cruised. And then I was like, oh, I can kind of jump everything still, so I might as well go for it. By that point, I'd managed to smash the clutch lever back down and all was well, really. So other than them two super enduro rounds, there's not really much else happened.
What else is happening in Bill's world? Is Roxanne all right?
Roxanne's
good Christmas.
All right.
Family went holiday. Out. Seen some elephants, filmed some monkeys.
Yeah, she did elephants. We did safari. My family obviously went to South Africa for Christmas, which was very nice. Everyone enjoyed that. We went on safari for a few days, so we got lots of wildlife. She's now in Zanzibar with a mom and sisters, that side of the family. She did a spice tour yesterday. Learned about flowers and spices and all that. But anyway, she's all right, all good. I told her that I'm coming back to the UK to do a race, Vacat, this weekend. And then I'm also coming back for Valleys Extreme, which is the 28th of January. And she went, okay, well, I'll just wait till after them. She's not that interested in attending a race in the UK in January.
I can imagine she's not too
soon. As I said that, she went, all right, I'll just wait till after then, till I come back then, because she's got zero interest in attending a race in January in the UK.
I don't blame her, to be fair. Especially after I've seen the place she's on holiday, I'd much rather stay there.
So, but nah. But she's all good.
She sold some Roxycam hoodies. She's happy?
Yeah, she was very happy. We're actually going to restock them because she's had, yes, multiple messages asking for a restock. But I think that's probably all we'll restock from the last stuff. Cause
well, considering what you're wearing, it looks like you've got some news.
We've got some stuff all ready to go. So I think maybe it's February, March time. The next drop will be
cool
for those interested. How's Kex Close went live yesterday? Yeah, no, not yesterday, last week.
Yeah, Kex Close went live. That was it was good. I'm glad it's gone live. I'm glad it's sorted. It was very late. It was supposed to be December the 1st.
Well, we'll see. In fact, we'll save all this chat for tomorrow.
We'll save all of that for tomorrow because
we're roasting.
Because one of our friends that we call friends jumped the queue.
He might be your friend. No, so, I think we're almost friends again. We weren't friends the entire month of December.
Are you coming to watch your friend race Arena Cross or not?
Well, I was, but actually, my initial plan was to watch to stay for another week after next week and watch the first round. But now I'm coming back to the UK to do the race on the 27th. I'll probably go back to Spain in between. Well, I will go back to Spain in between and ride Super Enduro. So I'll not do the first round.
Is Aberdeen on the same weekend? Yeah, Aberdeen's the same weekend. You're doing Valleys Extreme.
Yeah, but that's the same weekend. And then I've got a race, Super Enduro, the next weekend.
Yeah,
but the last round is just after the Israel Super Enduro, which is on a Thursday because in Israel they have the weekend Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So there's half a chance I could come to the last round, which I've kind of penciled in. So
come or race?
No, I come. I ain't racing.
Matt Bates keeps ringing me saying, get Billy to race.
If he gets his checkbook out, I'll think about it.
What class would you do? Do the All-Stars.
Yeah, is there an All-Star class? What does that consist of?
There's some other classes. Just come and have a...
If this podcast gets 10,000 likes, I'll do one.
Well, there you go.
This episode.
If you like this episode, Matt Bates is going to get a bot now and get like.
I will think about it. Since I got back from South Africa, it's been a bit of a blur, to be honest. I missed a night's sleep on Saturday night, so I'm still a bit... Lost my bearings of where I am.
You're in England, mate.
Huh?
You're in England.
England, yeah. Time England gets dark so early, that fucking messes with my head of what's going on.
Honestly, all he's done is...
Haven't seen any sunlight since I've got to England.
Fuck off. It's not that bad. It's not Spain, but it ain't that bad. Clocks will be going soon. Everything will be changing. The sun will come out. Have some nice summer days.
I'm tempted to fly back to Spain for 3 days and fly back here Friday to do this race at the weekend.
No, that's too much.
No, I like England. In fact, I'd like more stuff about England, but you just can't rely on anything because the weather just does what it wants.
Yeah.
You can't plan anything.
Well, like all of you have seen and heard, that arena cross track that we built here that I was strongly against.
I rang him yesterday.
Biggest waste of time.
He rang me on his way home from Jake's yesterday. telling us how fast he was, and we're just chatting, and I said, "Hey, you rode your arena cross track yet?" Knowing that he hadn't, and it was, I can't even remember what he said, but I enjoyed his response.
Yeah, that's been built now for since, well, whenever we did it in November.
And not that, a complete lap yet.
Not a complete lap at all. And he keeps asking me, "Can you go and check it?" I'll just say, "There's fucking no point, but I'll go and have a look. Send you a photo." Yeah, still a puddle. That'll be mint about April after everything's finished.
We can have some fun on it in the summer.
Yeah, I think we can. It'll be good. So, no. Anything else to report? Any outdoor prep? You rode any 300s?
No.
Got a new bike
yet? But I'm going to obviously do Valleys Extreme end of January, and I'm 95% sure I'll use a 300 for that. Don't actually have one yet, but...
Are you on 2024 ones yet? No idea. You are? Can't tell. Not allowed to say.
I'm actually not sure. I thought probably not. I did ask whether if they want us to use the new one or not, and I thought they wouldn't want us to, but now I'm not entirely sure. I don't have a bike. I'm not sure what I'm riding, to be honest.
Right. There you go.
But I'm sure that makes all the more reason to buy tickets and go and watch.
You have bought another bike, haven't you? And it's sat right there off camera. Are you excited?
Oh, so excited. Not sure my vlog plan for this week, but I will be vlogging at some point, and that will most definitely be making a feature. I'm really excited. I'm borderline. I don't know if I'm getting I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but I'm borderline even more excited than the 610 for some reason. I don't know why, because it's not going to spit flames like the 610 does, but I just think it looks so sick.
It's got a bit more
the
potential.
The styling of it, I think it's one of the best looking bikes ever.
Yeah. So another one, you'll have to subscribe to his channel to go
come
and make
get
sure.
Get yourself over to the wonderful world of Billy's channel. And
how is the YouTube actually?
It's good. We had great intentions for December of doing Bill's festive chit chat and all that. And then I started editing them and I thought, this is actually pretty shit. It just wasn't coming across how I first envisioned. And the amount of editing that needs to go into one of them kind of videos is a lot. So bailed on episode 2 and episode 3. And then the end of year review I was actually quite happy with, so I still brought that out.
Yeah, that was good.
But in general, it's good. Like I say, I've enjoyed it. I've haven't been that busy with it of late because I haven't really had that much to film. Obviously, majority of my riding's been at the Super Enduro track, and I don't want to bore people to death with my every day at the Super Enduro track, but...
I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I had heard... Well, I didn't know if you wanted to mention that or not.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of doing like a monthly one for Kex.
For Kex. No, I think that's good. Well, my initial suggestion was that you should just do one. You should do one of...
It's just time, isn't it?
Well, the events of what happens.
At the time, I was doing your editing, Tommy's editing, and now... You do all of yours, and Tommy, fair play to him, manages to actually lay out a timeline that I only have to tidy up, so it doesn't take up that much of my time. And I just thought it might be... A lot of people ask questions about Kex and your merch and loads of things of how we do it, and I think it might be just one a month, a bit of a longer format, like 30 minutes of the process it is to... Take a photo of the clothing, make it, get it online, sell it.
I was about to say, you can do the bit more of the how-tos, because every time I do a Q&A or box on Instagram or whatever, people want to know what to vlog, what camera to buy, what to edit on, how to do all that shit.
It's only January the 9th, and I've filmed a couple of days of what's gone on so far. Not it's obviously the start of the year.
By the end of January, we'll have Kex January.
Yeah, potentially. I'll have to edit it out and see how it goes to start with. But yeah, that is the plan. So one a month. I'm going to have to throw in a lot of bullshit in it. Riding, training, testing your stuff when you get some of the rigmarole of you trying to take a photo of your
Yeah,
hoodie.
I think it'd be good shit though.
Yeah, I think it'd be right. Be good. We'll try it. Let us know if you think that's a good idea. If not, I won't do it.
No, it'll be a good idea. Definitely. Be successful.
Bit of product testing. I got some products for you to test this week, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
New? Do I know about them?
You'll have heard about them. I've told you before. Rain jacket and knee brace socks.
Oh, yeah, knee brace socks. I'm excited about them. I'd forgot about them.
Pain in the arse.
Huh?
They're a pain in the arse.
Why are they a pain in the arse?
The stitching.
Tell people what the
Pain in the arse is.
Pain in the arseness is, because I bet everyone, well, actually, not everyone, but I've had several people say to me, why doesn't Ed make Inebrius sock, for about 2 years? So now's your chance. Tell them why it's took 2 years to make Inebrius sock.
Not two, but I reckon we're on month 7 and sample 3 at the minute, sample 4. Takes, obviously, ages to get a sample from the suppliers. It's not as easy as just saying, make that. You have to go back into a sample line. But, yeah, just getting the stitch from the material to the sock is the tricky bit at the minute. They're either...
Yeah, I imagine that's because there's a lot of pressure on that seam.
It's either too thin and it doesn't grab well enough, or it's too thick and it leaves a ring on the inside and it feels too thick in your boot. And the same the other way, on the top, on the waistband. Well, that's not too bad because it's like stitching it to a pant, but tricky. Tricky, tricky.
Oh, well. But what's your aim for... having them out by summer.
Oh yeah, early spring.
Oh, spring summer collection.
Spring.
It's Inebrius's.
I do hope
socks.
Yeah, we'll see. Depends. We've got to deal with Chinese New Year and supply. And
when does Chinese New Year happen? I have no idea. It's probably bad that I don't know.
It's like I think it's. Well, I should know this myself. I think it's January or February. End of Jan, start of Feb.
I'm pleased that theirs is different because. I landed back from South Africa on New Year's Eve after being travelling for 20 however many hours. Rather tired. Didn't really care that it was New Year's Eve in the slightest. Just wanted some food and every restaurant was shut other than the Chinese.
They was wide open.
Because it wasn't their New Year. So a Chinese buffet in bed by 10:30. That was Bill's New Year's Eve.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Then did a full day of jibs the next day at the Super Enduro track. Then did 6 motors at the Super Enduro track the day after that.
That's probably why you weren't out of breath and you feel quite good then. Do you want me to ask you some of these questions I asked on the 2 Pro 1 slide?
Yeah, is there any on there?
There is, actually.
Answer some off mine also, because I put one on. I unintentionally put a question in the answer box on Instagram this morning.
Why has Tommy not named his new baby Bill?
Unsure.
Valid. That's a fair question.
Fair point.
Oh, here we go then. Let's hear your thoughts on the Brightmoor brothers.
Very impressed.
Good question, that.
Good question. Someone's obviously paying attention, which is good to see.
British national anthem, 3 out of 3.
Yeah. Did they show? They don't show the European class on the thingy, though, did they? On the stream?
No, I think they only shown 2.
The junior and the prestige. They don't show the European class at all.
No, they show all the races.
Oh, they show the... So you've seen...
Beddoe's race.
Yeah.
Burt's race.
Yeah, and me.
And you. But they didn't show the podium for Beddoe's race.
Ah, okay, well, Dan Peace won that.
Yeah.
He was the trials right.
Oh, maybe they did then.
They only do 2 finals, though.
Yeah. That's right.
Because their podium is before the second junior. No, before the second, the last junior race. And then it's the last junior race, their podium, and then my last race.
I just on in the background.
Obviously, there's 3 classes at a Super Enduro event. Some of them. The first round there wasn't, which is going to confuse people even more, but we'll not worry about that. At most rounds, there's 3 classes, a European class, a junior class, and a prestige class. And obviously, we had British winners in all 3. Dan Peace won the European at his first ever Enduro. He was a trials rider, just started doing Enduro end of last year. So that's good, very promising. And then the two Brightmoor brothers, I've been first and second both rounds, so that kind of speaks for itself, really. I'm not very impressed. Ride Nutrition supported athletes, so I'd like to take full credit for all of the success.
Come on and do the interview in a Ride Nutrition hat. I thought, Bill's been busy.
Yeah. Well, after the dominant... We sponsored them anyway, and then after they did so well at the first round, I thought, there's going to be some good coverage coming for the rest of the year from them lot. So we give them... We gave him a little Christmas bonus and some new hats and said, here, just wear these a bit more. But no, very impressed. And obviously, Mitch won the first round. Ash, who's only 16, won the second round. So, and it's both of them's first year doing Super Enduro. If you haven't seen them or know who they are, go and check them out. They've both come from trials. I do actually remember them. They're obviously quite a bit younger than me, so we didn't really... grew up together, but as I was in my last few years of trials, and they're from, I think, kind of like the Derbyshire area, And I used to ride YMSA trials quite a lot, which used to be quite big back in the day. So I do actually remember them from trials, vaguely. But for trials riders, switching over to enduro, they've actually got really nice style, and they go really well, and 1-2 both rounds so far. What more can I say? I'm excited to see how they go outdoors this year. They did quite a few of the international races last year, in the junior class. Obviously, Matt won, I think, every round of the junior championship last year. I might be wrong with that, but I think he won every round. But I think he's going to have a bit more of a challenge this year. Obviously, they've got another year's experience, and they're with the... Fuck, I can't remember the name of their team, but they're with like an Italian privateer team, but they actually seem to do a really good professional job. So I think they've got a good opportunity this year with the team they're on, and they're making the most of it so far, and hopefully they can finish the job off and put the name out there outdoors too, and I think they'll have a good future.
I was impressed as
well. Awfully long-winded answer. I even forgot what I was saying halfway through. I'm really not with it, this podcast.
Just waffling along. We can cut and chop and...
Nah, leave it waffly.
There's a lot of people asking about Supercross, but I also think we should save that for Tommy tomorrow.
Yeah, save that for Tom. I haven't watched it yet, in fact.
Have you not?
No.
Ooh, 450 main.
Well, I watched both heats and then I fell asleep because we were driving through the night to come back here Saturday night straight after the race. I watched all practice, first two heats, and then fell asleep.
Here's a pretty relevant one then. Obviously, I'm going to have to edit this quite quick. A gummy tyre for Saturday or just a normal one?
Just a normal, I'd have thought. From what I know, there's not really going to be anything. The hard parts are just going to be like the typical logs.
More time.
There's more. The majority of the track is going to be the sand, and I think they're going to build some kind of beach race style features or some sand dunes and dig some holes in the sand and stuff. So I'd go for a normal one.
There you go.
I'm going to go for a normal one anyway.
Everyone will be running to the shops now. This has actually been quite a common question. They want me to do a show with the dads, Tommy's dad and Bill's
dad. Yeah, I did see that one.
Dangerous Dave on here.
I think Dave would get a bit awkward on here, to be fair.
Do you reckon?
You'd have to give him a few pints first.
Saturday night, fill him up with Chinese and a few beers.
Fill him up with a few tinnies and a vindaloo and he'd talk all night.
A 2-pro, 1-slow Supercross Fantasy League. We've actually got one.
Yeah, we haven't published that, is it? I only signed up for Pulper Mix the day of the race.
Yeah, I did too.
I wasn't going to do it, and then I thought, might as well just do it.
Yeah, there's one already, 2-pro, 1-slow. If you search that on Pulper Mix Fantasy League, you can join it.
It's good that it carries over. I actually, this time last year when we first started it, I had great visions of making like this big league, and we'd turn it into a paying league, and we'd do prizes and earn money and shit, but there's just not enough hours in the day at this moment in time.
No, we don't do enough podcasts. Well, that'll be more of a thing when you pair stop riding and all you got to do is talk about the good old days.
Yeah, when we just...
I used to be fast.
When we just tell everyone about how good we used to be, yeah. We just slag all the up-and-coming people off saying they're shit compared to what I used to be like.
Oh, dear. Billy and Tommy, are you going to race... Well, Tommy's not here. Billy, are you going to race Hoxton Park next month?
More than likely not.
I was going to say that would be the... I'm guessing that's the international.
Yeah, international. I was actually... I wasn't 100% confident, but the year I broke my leg, there was a good chance I was going to do it that year.
Was there?
Yeah, but I broke my leg in December and didn't ride until May, so I didn't do it.
You've not done a motocross race for a good while, have you?
I've barely rode motocross.
That's a good point, actually. Your new 450 that you left here.
I've seen that's done a few outings at SX Works.
You left it on the...
front brake works all right, didn't it? I've seen it near you end over the bars.
Front brake's mint on that. You left it with 30 minutes on the clock. It's now got 3 hours on the clock.
You've done 3 hours on it?
Mel Pocock. Oh, I did,
yeah. Mel also texted us saying your bike goes well.
But yeah, I've done mainly 2.5 hours of stoppies on it, to be honest with you.
Please, it's getting the use.
That's good. Works well.
That other motocross bike that I took to Spain... as another little project, which the vlog, no one's actually seen what it's turned into yet. That also hasn't been started or used yet.
Oh, the other 450?
But that will also feature at some point soon. It looks fucking sick.
Well, seeing as we can't do Supercross, let's do this question. Arena Cross predictions.
Tommy's going to win every motor.
No.
Do you not reckon?
I can't see that. No, honestly, I genuinely.
Who's actually riding? Tommy, Gilbert, Conrad, yeah. Jake
Nichols, Jack Brunel.
Mel.
Elliot Banks Brown.
Greedy.
No, I don't think so. Could be. Don't know.
No French.
I'm trying to think who the other riders are. Martin Barr, I believe, maybe, or is he a team manager? I'm not sure. Got put into a group chat with a load of people yesterday that are doing it. But yeah,
I honestly have no idea because you don't ever see any of them ride arena cross slash supercross slash whatever.
Well, we went to Jake Nichols yesterday and there's a vlog just gone out now about it. It's so hard to... They're riding around, but it's so hard to say that that's arena cross because the track's arena cross, but it's wet. It was like slippy and hopefully won't be like that at arena cross. So other than Essex Works, and Mel was fucking right on the back of Tommy at Essex Works the other week.
In Essex Works, Tommy, I was speaking to him the other day about like the lap time and stuff. They're all doing the same thing around the track. That's pretty basic. Mm. Like it's obvious. Like I said, you going a few tenths faster. That's just the difference of the matey boys.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Action times on the stopwatch because it's... Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not slagging it. It looks fucking sick. I'm hopefully going to go at some point this week. I feel like it's difficult to kind of to claim that lap time to be so true when it's such a short lap time. You're all kind of doing the same thing. But for the actual races, I've honestly got no idea. Tommy keeps telling us he's fast as fuck, so I'm just going to go with Tommy.
I would suggest that what it'll all come down to is the start and who can do the quickest super pole or qualifying time or whatever it is.
The start's off a grid, I'm guessing, obviously.
I think so. But it's all, if you're lined up on the inside,
yeah,
it's going to be down to that. And I don't think the start straights are all that long. But... It's going to be good. It's going to be an interesting thing.
Where are they?
Belfast, Ireland.
Belfast, Aberdeen, Birmingham, weekend off.
Wembley. Yeah.
There you go.
So it'll be good. That'll be the
one. So if what's one of them's anywhere near you, get yourself there. Even if it's not, get in your car and get yourself there.
Birmingham will be a busy one, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Quite local, isn't it? Aberdeen, I can imagine as well. Ireland is a bit of a pain in the ass. You've got to fly. Or drive and get ferries and stuff.
What? You reckon Aberdeen's fine, but Ireland's not?
Well, it's not as bad, is it? You sit in your car for 6 hours, you're there, you haven't got to get on a boat and fucking wait for all of that carry-on.
It's still far. We actually were talking about it at the weekend in between practices. Well, to be fair, it's actually closer than I was expecting. I thought it would be like fucking 7 or 8 or 9 hours, but it's only 6.5. Which is fucking far.
This is a nice one for you, Bill. It's about the tune as well. Wanting to get into enduro, but not many places to ride in Newcastle. Any recommendations?
Without driving.
Move.
But this is the debate I used to have in my head for so fucking long. Where do you move to? Because no matter where you are in England, in the UK, you've got to drive. Like,
yeah.
It's such a difficult question to answer, and I don't even know the answer to it.
I would say there's probably more enduro places up that way, like Calm, Tong.
But they're still 2.5 hours from Newcastle.
True.
It's the same distance as it is from here.
Yeah.
It's not ideal. Yeah,
but there's more tracks, I would say, upwards than
and
there is
for enduro. This is actually a good topic to bring up. I don't really ride enduro that much.
No, never.
And like it's like when I'm in South Africa, loads of people invite us to go trail riding and for enduro ride and stuff, and it just doesn't really appeal to us that much. So I'm not probably the best person to ask. Like, you're better off asking just like your average hobby guy who goes out, does a bit of green laning, has got a local wood that he goes and rides. Like, that kind of shit doesn't really appeal to us, so I don't really do it. So I'm definitely not the best person.
When you
to ask.
Train, let's say, for hard enduro on your 300, your training isn't big loops, is it?
Well, exactly. Like, we don't have it anywhere in England where we can go for a 6 hour ride and be pushed and challenge yourself for 6 hours. You just don't have anywhere even close. You can't even go for a 2 hour ride and be challenged. Like, any long ride you do in England, you're not really going to be pushing. It's not going to be difficult. Even abroad, there's not that many places. Like, so you either have to make a short lap and pound it out, you know, with high intensity, like at Kaum or Tong, whatever, or just get yourself stuck to turn your bike off, or just purposely go and get yourself stuck and get yourself unstuck. Like, that's kind of what you have to do for the race, which is probably going to seem backward to quite a lot of people, especially hobby people. And I can totally understand like why they would definitely not want to do that, but that's just where I feel like,
yeah, you just try and find a hill and find everywhere.
My world doesn't really line up. Like, again, like when people invite us to go riding and stuff, I just think...
Well, same with Tommy. Tommy don't like going riding with you because he just thinks you fucking want to go.
Yeah, like, I get that. Don't get us wrong. I still like riding. I'd go for a trail ride or ride out just with my mates. Like, but if it's not with my mates for the crack, I'd just rather ride motocross or... Super enduro, obviously, you go to a super enduro track and ride.
Yeah.
Motocross is still like new. I've got a lot to learn. Plus, you know, it's easy to challenge yourself. You can choose how fast you want to go. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, start riding up cliffs and on ledges and stuff. Unless you're kind of preparing for a race, you don't want to be dangling off the edge of a cliff every day. However, if Romaniacs is coming up, you say, okay, well, I need to push myself up this mountain today. There's kind of no choice. So a lot of people don't really understand, like, and I had a few times when I've been in South Africa just this last time where people have invited us ride, and I've just thought, to be honest, there's nothing I would rather not do.
Well, yeah, because you've got a fucking mega jet ski to play on. And
it's easier. I just go to I found a new motocross track like 20 minutes from Roxy's house. I go there, do three motors.
To be fair, when you're out there at that period of time in the off-season of the year, that's like you just... One out of 5 minutes normally.
Yeah, but even it just not necessarily just the fact of Nolly, it's just kind of, it's different for me. Like, I obviously, you know, don't want to just go out and plod around. You know, I want to be either being constructive or like just with my mates enjoying myself.
Fucking hell. Johnny Walker, what's that video? What does he want?
Huh?
Johnny Walker's ringing.
Ringing?
Ringing.
Okay. Just tell them we're busy being doers.
Bit busy, Johnny.
Just a fucking couple of doers doing.
Just the two of you.
Yeah, let me connect you up and you can just have a chat for a minute about...
That's a good point.
About how much you took screen each other out.
Screen record it too and we can put him in the corner of the thing.
Did you ride today?
You better go and get yourself a Red Bull out.
I'll be
he's got his wig on.
Has he got his wig on?
Hang on, Johnny.
We'll put you some hair in. We'll with a video and a filter afterwards.
I actually got someone wrote me on Instagram the other day about getting a turkey and doing me a deal.
Is he on? Is it?
Oh yeah, but you won't be able to hear unless you put some headphones on.
Did you ride Bilbo Baggins today?
Can't hear you yet until he puts headphones in.
Okay.
This is rare, honestly. You ringing?
Well, I was just ringing to sort out this fucking merch malarkey.
Oh, you want to start selling merch now, do you?
Well, I've been waiting for you to ring me all last week.
You said you'd ring me. I haven't heard from you.
Tommy Searle Marketing.
Get that plugged in the back.
No, I keep meaning to, and I've got a free week this week. I'm probably not going to do anything this week, so I want to sort it out.
You're having a week off?
Yeah, full week off. I'll probably have off until next race.
Yeah, I'm a week off. Hey, up! I can hear you in my ears now.
I've raced at the weekend. I need a week off to recover.
He's had a €300 whole shop bonus. He doesn't need to do anymore.
I was gonna say I've never seen you so happy as when that €300 check got handed to you.
Yeah, I fucking love that.
Does anybody know what it's like? Does it tell you on the commentary who wins that? Because is it for one of the three races or is it for your average? Like none of us were trying to work it out.
Oh, don't know. They just saw Johnny and saw his vlog and saw he was moaning about cash and said, "Give it in."
He's had it fucking twice in a row. I might have to start moaning about money.
Just make it up. Who was it that won last year and didn't even get a whole shot?
Fuck knows. I got it given it a one round and I didn't feel like I think I'd had a whole shot.
Hey, well.
What have you been doing?
Today, bit of gym, bit of work, been for a walk in the snow.
I've seen it snowed.
What happened on Saturday night? You pair was in the soil together. Oh, is that from it?
The wounds. That's why I can't ride this week. I've hurt my pinky.
Whose fault was the crash?
Fucking is, obviously. The silly twat.
It's Bill's.
We're nearly.
I was coming down there, but I'm going to have to eat dead hard to put him on the deck.
Have you seen that?
He doesn't move.
To be fair, it would have happened in the first race, but I backed off in the first race and just followed him around the corner. But then that second one, I thought, nah, fuck him. He can stop this time, but he didn't. And then you can see on the video, I nearly get away with it. And then I think my footrest must go into his front wheel and it just stops us afterwards.
It's a brilliant advert for Kex because you roll over the thing and your Kex just come flying out.
Really?
I did see that.
Yeah, he never took skirt in.
Yeah, well, he's just too cool for school, this lad here, isn't he?
Fuck that.
What about your mate that stopped on the bridge?
I'm going down my pants. Huh?
Your mate that stopped on the bridge.
He stalled his bike. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah. But imagine if he stalled it on the line. That would be even worse.
That is, I know. Because I actually thought straight away as well. Usually I like go slowly off on the second race. But then because I was behind Dominic and everyone else on the inside, I just had a feeling he was going to get a good start. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to go slow this round. I'm going to follow him out. And then I legitimately straight up stalled it, like not even doing it anything. And I was like, oh, fuck, I bet everyone thinks I'm just acting like a right cocky twat and just not starting my bike until the gate drops. But then in the end, three of you crashed.
Come out together.
You what?
I've sent you a video, have you not, on Snapchat?
I did see it, but I was busy podcasting.
All they kept saying on the live stream, Johnny, was that you was...
We came over them logs together and you were sat on the line.
Yeah, because my bike wouldn't start either. I was almost going to have to put it in neutral.
But I just got pushed wide and then I was just...
Well, this is my vlog. Have you been watching my vlog?
I've just watched it now. That's why I'm ringing up to try and get some merch ordered.
Have you seen...
this is the first vlog I've watched. I'm not even joking. The first vlog I've watched. And there was about 100 adverts in there.
I didn't
actually... Merch.
Was this shite? There wasn't even any.
No, Johnny's now thinking, look, all them...
Huh?
Pink hats and all that.
Oh, yeah, pink hat, that's the only one. You can get a pink hat this weekend at Fat Cat if anyone's want one.
Hoodie, right off. You rang Ed, you're on about your hoodie. Good quality hoodie.
Oh, he's proper watched it, hasn't he? Do you want one of them good quality hoodies?
Well, I've got one here. It's the old one I've got.
Is that what you're wanting to do then? You want to start JW22 merch?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That's good, because we were just about to start taking cuts off people that wanted merch, weren't we?
Yeah, we'll continue that conversation afterwards. But
I think Ed should, to be honest, the amount of work he puts into it.
I'm glad someone appreciates the work, Johnny.
Yeah, mate, I think you do a fantastic job.
Fucking crawl out of his arsehole, you little fucking worm.
Oh, dear.
Old Bilbo.
All they kept showing on the TV at the weekend, Johnny, was you putting Spanner in your bike and saying he's the ultimate privateer. Look at these lot getting all the work done, not Johnny.
Really?
Yeah, they was fucking well in for you.
Yeah, builders now, he just sits there and eats grapes.
I've watched your vlog. Talk us through your vlog that you released at midnight.
I just want to see, because he said mine took fucking 3 weeks to come up. I was on that plane on the way home trying to edit everything, waiting for the footage of Enduro Live, and then as soon as it came last night, I was like, at home, on the Andorra Wi-Fi. I was like, Emily, make me a thumbnail quick. At least have an internet issue.
And now, Stan's Wi-Fi let us down last night. Well, to be fair, the crash on the M1 that delayed for 3 hours is what actually let me down, because my laptop was dead. But anyway, life will go on.
Oh, well.
I was about to say something.
Are you coming to the UK, Johnny, to race?
No, I can't afford it.
Can't we get you a Beta UK bike?
I could. It's a mission, man. I'm not driving. 20 hours.
Get on a flight and just ride someone else's Beta here.
I've got 200.
Don't
he's got a 200. You might not have made it to that point of his vlog where he tells
no,
you.
No, I did, because I watch all of Johnny's vlogs on times two.
I see you get all the way through them.
Can you do that?
Yeah. You sound like this. You go, la, 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 la. Here's my 200.
Oh, well. Anything else exciting you want to see on?
No, but when's the next vlog coming out?
Mine, I don't actually know. I don't have a plan for the next one. Some point this week, if not this weekend.
Of the 200.
He borrowed a charger because he needed to charge his laptop the other day at the track because he was halfway through editing a vlog. And then he pulls his laptop out and goes, when I play these GoPro clips, it like stops and starts. I said, yeah, that's because your fucking laptop's on the Stone Ages. No wonder. He's trying to play a GoPro
4K
11,
my dad gave me that.
11 clips on his old fucking relic of a laptop.
Put your €300 bonus towards a new one.
What's that going to buy?
Nothing, but if you keep saving them up, you keep getting whole shot awards every week.
Well, if Bill lets me have them, I will.
Sure, you can come to some sort of arrangement.
I was speaking to the guy at Getson Rodeo at the weekend. I was telling him to make the Enduro Cross class with Getson so that doesn't come out to America.
Thanks.
He was like, we're going to try and make it not clash. I was like, just make them clash.
Are you not coming to Getson then?
Nah.
Why? That was good there last time.
It's the same. It's probably around the same time as Endurocross in America.
He goes to America now.
Johnny's Endurocross only deals now. Yeah, it's big time.
Yeah.
I bet you wish X Games was still back on.
I can't ride as much as Bill through the week.
I watched a video on YouTube the other day, actually, of you at X Games. It come up.
God, that would have been a long time ago.
It was. You was the fucking. You thought you was the governor with your flat peak hat on and
just fucking hair flying out the back of it.
Oh.
MSR. Was you MSR then?
I will have been, yeah.
He was the man.
Oh, maybe Kinney.
I was about to say, then. Was it not still Kinney?
Yeah, probably Kinney. Yeah, probably Kinney.
Did you say you rode today, Bill?
Yeah, but only just to set that bike I'm going to race this weekend up. Not much. Yeah, it's wet. And then it's forecast rain 100% for the next 3 days.
All he's done, Johnny, is moan about the fucking British weather.
You don't need to come to England at any time soon. Wait until the clocks change if you are going to come back.
Nah, I might even fly this week. Come back for a few days.
What, come and do the merch deal? Direct, live, face-to-face?
Yeah. I'll fly in, do the deal, and fly out.
Fucking hell. You'll probably land at 1 o'clock because the flights are cheaper at 1 a.m. Right, we're going to finish this podcast. I'll ring you back after and we'll have a business deal.
What's this podcast for? What are you talking about?
It's a podcast. We'll just talk.
Utter shite, basically, is what we talk. Do you want to thank any sponsors while you're
nah,
here?
Nah.
Oh, mate. Just all my sponsors. They're just all fantastic.
Rightio. All right, well, I'll ring you after this.
Have fun, boys.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Well, that's for a spanner in the works, isn't it?
That's caused me a lot of editing, that hasn't
it? Yeah, you've got all sorts going on now.
Got to cut that back in, but...
What were we even talking about?
Good old Johnny. I was asking you questions, but... Oh, he's ringing back.
Johnny Walker, WhatsApp video.
What do you want?
What I actually rang for was on Instagram.
Go on.
I can't. Like, I've got no music works on my thing.
I know. I'll fix it, but I'm not going to tell him. I fixed this for Ed. Or was it Tommy?
No, I fixed it for. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, what a shame he's gone.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm listening.
What you need to do is go into your settings and change your business from whatever it's set to like entrepreneur or...
Yeah, change
it. I tried that last night. It's fourth person and I tried on entrepreneur last night.
Try everyone until you can get music.
Try a few different ones.
Content
but
creator.
Downloaded a VPN and now it's working. All right, I'll let you go anyway. That's what I rang for. So ring me about that later on.
All right, see you later.
Ciao, man. Bye-bye.
But, oh, this was the question I was going to ask as he rang, which now is quite good. And it's obviously...
Well, are you mates with Johnny?
No,
it's a twat.
It is. It says, is it difficult being friends with Johnny, Taddy and the other riders after you end up banging bars with them?
It's just difficult being friends with Johnny, full stop. Never mind having to race against him. Nah, not at all, to be honest.
It's just like your mates, isn't it, at the end of the day?
I don't really know why we're so friendly. I don't really know why other sports aren't so friendly. It's just what's normal to me. Like, I don't know, I grew up in trials, which everyone's pretty friendly. There's no beef in trials. I guess all of us in hard enduro came from trials, and I think trials is such a friendly sport.
I kind of make it to the liking of you're all there for the same reason. Why not just... All...
Yeah, but that's in every sport.
Yeah, I know, but... What it is you, really. It's not really teams, is it? When you go Formula One and that, it's all team beef, blah, blah, blah. It's just riders, really. Do you not think? It's not. The teams don't really give a shit. Most of the teams are all the same anyway. They're all bloody Austrian.
The team managers actually don't really get on that well with each other.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I think it's because we've all come from trials. Well, me, Johnny, Taddy, Alfredo, Graham. I need to go on. I don't need to go on. I've all come from trials, and trials is such a friendly sport in general. So that's just what we're used to. We're more mates. We all live next to each other pretty much. We all hang out. We all test at the track together.
It is good to see. It is meant, to be fair.
So it's just what we're used to.
Makes life a lot easier, I suppose.
Well, it's better, isn't it? Like, I wouldn't like to go to a race and, you
have
know,
beef with
have
everyone.
Beef and not be able to talk to this guy and know... You might have one friend, but he's talking to someone you don't like, so then you can't talk to them. Like, yeah. It's just easier, isn't it? Like, you'd have to, quite a few of my mates come to races anyway, but you'd have to take your own mates to the race with you, wouldn't you? Otherwise, you'd have no one to talk to.
Yeah.
But nah, it's sound. And then I think we're all under the same understanding, like, when we're on the racetrack, we've all got respect for each other. We're not going to go and kill each other, but at the same time, you know, we're all adults, we can all take a little bit of argy-bargy. So, it's good. It's just what we used to. Do you want to answer a few off my phone before...
Yeah,
how long have we gone for?
An hour now.
Yeah, right. Right, that'll do, won't it? Answer, give a couple of mine. I haven't even looked at them yet. They're probably...
Oh, am I asking them again?
Yeah. Nah, because I haven't even looked at them yet. Oh, right. So, I'm not. These are just raw dog, unfiltered. Are you reading the first one that I've just... I didn't even finish it. And I've seen who it was from, and I've seen one word in it and thought, oh, well, that's probably not going to be allowed to be read out.
Thanks, Andy.
Read Nokley. It out anyway.
No, Andy Nokley should be banned.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that, in fact. Just say it's from Andrew Nokley, but we're not reading it out.
Right, here we go. Who's the best friend you race against?
That's a hot question.
Well, that dickhead Johnny's asked you that one.
Is it actually?
Yeah, Johnny Walker.
Yeah, to be fair, probably.
Oh, here's a good one. When's Annabelle going to race, your sister?
She does race.
Yeah, I know, but when's her next one?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, quite a lot of people always tell us, like, oh, your sister's this, your sister's that. I have to give all the credit, if there is credit, to Dave, really. I'm not home, basically, ever, so they can do their own thing and just send me videos on a Sunday night. And
you did a couple of vlogs with her before?
No, she's been in a vlog. Like, when I'm home, I do try and make an effort to take a ride and not to watch or whatever, but Dave's still in charge on that one.
When's the next 2Pro 1 Slow podcast? Right now, mate.
Now, aren't you lucky? Woohoo.
Right now.
And there's another one tomorrow.
Probably be better tomorrow.
Nah.
Now we'll be able to wind him up. Yeah, somewhat chronic. Tomorrow.
He'll have the lip clean out. He'll be mopping the floor all the way home. His lip will be so far out.
They ask you a lot of bike-related questions in here, don't they?
I don't know.
Tyres, what setup, what shock? That's all they want to know.
I've seen someone ask questions about clickers, like, yeah, I'll just tell you what my clickers are and you put them in your shock and it'll be the same outcome, mate.
It would just be completely irrelevant, wouldn't it?
Did you see, it won't be a question, but I got in trouble yesterday by two people.
This bloke.
Has he put a question in there?
No, but I've got a good question here. Go on, you finish.
I was on about the empty bag.
Oh, no. Go for the bag.
So I've put this among several group chats, one being Ed's in, one being another bike-related one, sent it to Roxy. And the general consensus is that everyone else is on my side. This person's been unreasonable. But I had an email and a DM from two separate people kicking off at us because I'd give an empty carrier bag to a small child. I think he was 9. I don't know how old he was.
7.
Was he 7?
7, apparently.
Which...
No, you've got to feel the context.
An empty carrier bag,
after
which
the
was
race.
Empty. So this is after the race.
You're in the arena with your kit on. You've thrown loads of gear out.
Literally gone off the podium. They've said, can you hand these out? I said, yeah, no problem. Did a full lap of the perimeter, handed 3 carrier bags worth of T-shirts and caps out. It's the Aero stuff. I'm obviously sponsored by Aero, so they always ask me to do it, which I'm fine to do. Obviously, the fact I've just won means I'm happy to do a lap of the arena. Everyone tell us how great I am. But anyway, so I'm chucking the shit out, boom, 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 boom. And then each time I would get to the carrier bag empty, I was just chucking that into. And like the other people that received empty carrier bags seemed delighted. Still, like at the end of the day, the chances of you catching something in amongst the 6,000 people crowd are rather slim. So anyway, chucking it in, and then I chucked a few bits already into that section of crowd. I had 2 caps left. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the last one to do it. Literally just chucked the carrier bag into the nearest person that had the handout, which was this kid. Thought nothing of it. Chucked the last 2 caps in, spent about 20 minutes wandering around the arena. Still hadn't got changed out of my kit or anything yet. I went straight from that. So anyway, to my absolute disbelief, I had an email and a DM from these angry people saying, how dare I give a small child an empty carrier bag? He was heartbroken. So
I just think,
I don't really know what the point.
Don't know what point.
I apologise to the child if you're disappointed, but at the same time, you've just watched us already throw an empty carrier bag. I've just spent 20 minutes chucking shit into the crowd for yous not to catch anyway. And actually, I threw the gloves I was wearing for the last race and the goggles I was wearing for the last race. I'd already threw them into the crowd. Like,
This carrier bag a bag for life?
No, it wasn't.
Just the 5p one.
It was a Polysport. Was it Polysport?
You say if it was a bag for life, they're good for kit bags.
Nah, but the way I look at it was, it's more than he came to the arena with. So you should be grateful. No, that was a joke. I'm not being serious with that one. But at the end of the day, like if you, on the whole of my actions from that half an hour period, there was considerably more positives than negatives. In fact, I'm not even classing that as a negative. So if you are the little kid, keep the bag and give us it back next year. In fact, if this kid or these people are watching, listening, doing whatever, you keep that bag and you give us it back next year and I'll swap you for something. There we go. Turn a negative into a positive. That's what I do.
You can't remember the kid though.
I've got a picture of it. Sent a picture of me giving him it.
True. I was going to say, otherwise there'd be a lot of kids turning up with plastic bags trying to swap.
No, I remember what kind of bag it was. And there's ways and means of going about. Well, to be honest, I had such little knowledge of the situation, I didn't even know it was a kid I'd give it to, but evidently it was a kid that caught it and he wasn't happy.
How are you getting on with getting Ed his 150?
Ed sorted himself out now. He's gone above me.
Yeah.
Ed's in the click now.
You did nothing, so I had to go above and beyond and sort myself out.
No. I did send emails and I did ask, and they didn't have a bike available at the time.
Don't worry, I've sorted myself out. Got a nice new bike.
You're doing a lot of flicking and not a lot of talking.
Fucking all they want to know is bike. Right,
pick a bike one. We'll give some constructiveness.
What shock do you run?
Again, completely irrelevant. It's my weight. Depends on the race. Depends on what bike. It depends on a million different things.
And it's a WP.
More important, the best thing you can do is just set your sag. Because if your sag set right, it means your spring set right. So go on the internet, do some research, find out what your sag needs to be. Go and set your sag and you'll have a whale of a time.
There we go then.
That's all bike related. There's no other non-bike related ones in there.
See, now here's two good questions. And they both ask the same one. Nice question. How are you, Bill?
Oh, that's very nice. I'm good. Busy, but good. Good. Busy's a good thing. Thank you for asking.
This geezer loves you. I love you.
I love you too.
This geezer wants to know if you want a 350 or a 300 for fast eddies.
Much of a muchness. I'm gonna ride a 350, if anyone wants to know that.
Another one. Why Billy Bolt?
That's my name, bruv.
That's just the name that they give you.
What my mama chose.
Ollie Banff, fancy a bum?
No. What?
Oh dear, fucking hell. Can you come to Indonesia?
I get a lot of requests by Indonesia. I would like to go at some point.
I'd like to go there, I think.
There's a race there. I forgot what it's called.
This is a good question. Who do you watch on YouTube?
Oh, that is a good question. I've watched very little YouTube lately. I've been so busy. But how many YouTubers should I pick?
Give us your top five.
Five. Casey Neistat. OG.
Yeah, OG, but he don't really do many.
He went through a phase. About 6 weeks ago, he was doing like fucking three a week for like 2 weeks in a row, and I was like, oh. But I just go back and watch old ones because there's that many. You'll never watch them all ever in your lifetime. He did a daily vlog for fucking 600 days in a row, man.
Very true.
So, Casey Neistat.
I watch Nico Leonard.
Yeah, well, Ed's a big watch man, Nico Leonard. I actually watch some of his, but I actually prefer the Watch Trader vlogs to his videos.
Yeah.
They're more vloggy and Geordie's and that. I put you onto them, but you've stuck with them.
No, I do. I watch them.
So I don't mind them. I quite like them.
Matt Jones I watch.
Yeah, I watch Matt Jones.
Easy watch.
He's just got the formula dialed, Danny. He just knows what people want to watch. Whether you know the sport or not, you can follow that. Like, he's got it dialed. Jamie O'Brien. Haven't actually watched him that much.
He done a madness the other day. Where they dug out one of the channels.
Will Woskoff taught us to watch it, but I still haven't.
Fucking hell, it's bad.
Yeah, that river wave thing. I would like to experience and witness that in real life one time. Same. One time in my life, I want to watch someone surf a river wave thing. If you don't know what it is, it's basically when a river and the sea meet. It just creates this eruption.
They dig the channel out to get it started, you're draining a puddle.
Yeah, so they dig it out and it starts off being this wide. By the time they've met for a few hours, they're like fucking 30 foot wide and there's this
Jamie O'Brien done high wave.
Not that I can surf, but I really do enjoy watching it. And then motorbike related, who's my favourite?
Danny Duncan?
I don't actually watch Danny Duncan vlogs, to be fair. I can't even think.
I'm scrolling through. Paddy the Baddie, watch him.
I do watch most of Paddy the Baddies. Yeah. Lad.
I'm still trying to get in touch with Paddy the Baddie, so if anyone knows...
That's a good point. We haven't even talked about that.
Paddy the Baddie?
Paddy the Baddie had kecks on.
Do you want me to tell you how that came about?
Persistence, I'm imagining.
Nah. So I messaged his manager, spoke to his manager, didn't really get anywhere. And then I just thought, well, he trains at Next Gen MMA, so I just sent a box to the
I remember when you said, I remember when you did it, but that was ages ago.
Months ago, 6-7 months ago, just sent a box up there, heard nothing of it, just seen on the track and it had been delivered and nothing. I thought, all right, fair enough. And then it was obviously he did that big fight and then...
That was literally the next you heard about.
Yeah, he did that big fight and then in his vlog he said something
He didn't
like,
even say that... Like, nobody told you that he'd have received it or anything?
Nothing. All I seen was on the track and delivered. And I was like, all right, fair enough. 6 months went by, I thought, well...
Yeah, I was going to say that's at least 6 months ago.
Someone's obviously nicked him, not told him, or whatever, or he's just not got him. And then he did a vlog where he said something about pack me some keks, which me and Tommy still have this argument now. I think he just means keks because he's from Liverpool, yeah, and that's the slang. Say, and Tommy's like, no, he means keks. Nah, I'm like, Tommy.
Definitely not.
Anyway, that was, let's say, a Friday.
Yeah, that was just before.
And then on a Saturday, he puts up a video in the ring walking around and he's got a set of keks on. I'm like, fucking hell. And then everyone started tagging me in that. And yeah, still.
That's sick. So if he wants any more, get in touch. I reckon we can get him a discount quarter.
No.
Maybe 15% off?
No.
15% off?
No. What I've done is, send again, more. As a thank you and whatever, I sent a massive box this time with all manner of sizes. And I put a note in it saying, seen you in a video. Hope you like them. Dish these out to all your pals in the gym. Thanks very much.
There we go. Well, clip that and everybody tag him in the comments of this.
Yeah, Paddy the Baddy. Trying to get hold of you, mate.
Come on. Who did I watch the other day that does kind of like typical YouTube? Oh, like Stephen Tries. I think he's brilliant. He's one of the funniest men on the planet. And like, I like Nico Amalana and like them typical YouTuber kind of videos. But I watched one the other day that I thought was really good and it wasn't, it was, I know. I like the full on like basic YouTube shit more than anything. Like I say, like the, what they're called, his group, Beta Squad.
Yeah.
All that lot. They're good videos. So
easy watches.
Easy watches.
Right, should we wrap her up?
That'll do. Thanks, everybody.
That was a bit of a whirlwind there.
I think it'd be sound.
We've had a bit of all sorts go on in that one.
Tom's here tomorrow and we're going to rinse the fuck out of him.
Tom's here tomorrow for a podcast.
He's ruined our Christmas.
Yeah, he did. Mine more than yours. New vlog this week being filmed. Lots of vlogs this week being filmed.
In fact, yeah, because you're coming to the race this weekend on Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah.
Booked that in.
Yeah.
So Ed's coming. So, in fact,
merch on sale?
There's merch. There's not loads of it because I don't want to complicate things, but there's a Ride Nutrition stand with some merch, including pink beanies, but I don't know how long they'll last, so get there fast.
And if you buy off that Ride Nutrition stand and you get home and it's the wrong size...
Just message Ed, he'll see what you do refund.
No. Contact Ride Nutrition first. Contact the person you bought it from first before me, because I can't swap the stock. I keep telling Billy this.
No, but this time we've done it correctly and we've exited the stock out. It's possible. It's now on our Shopify, so we can sort it out. The last trade stand was a bit of a mess, I won't lie. This time, in fact, it's a no return policy. Just fucking order get the right size.
Try it on while you're there.
But yeah, there's a whole world. I'm not entirely sure, just like the rest of my life, what's coming up next. But race this weekend, vlog from the race, podcast with Tommy.
The more and more that I see of your life and how it works, the slogan on your top, Billy's World, fits so fittingly. Because fucking what goes on in Billy's World is just, you can't write it.
You can't write it. I can't even, I'm off to Nando's, ending this. See you in a bit. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.